From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Tensions ease on the Korean Peninsula. South Korea has agreed to halt propaganda broadcasts into North Korea after Pyongyang expressed regret about the recent landmine explosion that maimed two soldiers from the south. The agreement, reached after 30 hours of negotiations, diffused the latest confrontation on the Korean Peninsula that had threatened to turn into a military confrontation. South Korean presidential security adviser Kim Kwon-jin said the two Koreas also agreed to hold talks soon about improving ties. Worries about a slowdown in the rate of increase in China's growing economy is fueling a drop in stock and oil prices around the world. In Asia, Shanghai stock index plunged more than 8%. Japan's main market lost more than 4%, and Hong Kong was down more than 5%. Three Americans and a Briton who tackled a gunman on a train Friday were awarded France's highest medal. Lisa Bryant has more.
Monsieur Alexander Skaratos, au nom de la République française, je vous fais chevalier de la Légion d'honneur.
French President François Hollande pinned the medals on the polo shirts of Americans Spencer Stone, Alex Skarlatos, and Anthony Sadler, and on the suit of Briton Chris Norman. Mr. Hollande embraced the four men and saluted them for their courage. The French president also saluted the other passengers who helped to raise the alarm and subdue gunman Ayub El Hazani, who the president described as a terrorist. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Health officials in Sierra Leone released the country's last confirmed Ebola patient from a hospital on Monday. This is VOA News.